Well, Super Bowl 53 is in the books. It was a rather boring game. Patriots beat the Rams 13-3 for their record-tying sixth Super Bowl. Record sixth Super Bowl for Tom Brady as a player. And Bill Belichick is now the oldest coach to win a Super Bowl. So, no shock, Patriots won, rather boring, blah, blah, blah. But who better to break it down than the great Ray Dininger of WIP and NBC Sports Philadelphia. Good morning, Ray. Thank you for joining me. What were your main takeaways from the game?
Well, it certainly wasn't as exciting as last year's. And, you know, that sounds a little bit biased, I suppose, coming from people in Philadelphia. And I know that's how everybody felt here. And it wasn't as high scoring and it wasn't as cool as an offensive game. I didn't find it as boring as a lot of people did because at least it was competitive. I mean, it was right there for both teams in the fourth quarter. I mean, midway through the fourth quarter, it was a tie game. And either team at that point could have won. So I found that interesting. It was not an offensive showcase by any means, but to me, the really boring Super Bowls were the ones that were complete blowouts, and we've certainly seen our share of those. I mean, 55-10, 49ers over Denver. To me, that's boring because the game's over at halftime. At least this one, the suspense was there in the fourth quarter, so I didn't find it as boring as some people. Look, I kind of like defense. You know, I don't mind watching good defense, and you certainly saw a lot of good defense and a lot of great defensive coaching in yesterday's game.
How surprised were you that Sean McVay, who a lot of people refer to as the boy wonder coach, and Jared Goff, the young 24-year-old who's an up-and-coming quarterback, were just so dismal?
I think it was more the quarterback than it was the coach. McVay did everything he could strategically to try and make some plays and get some things going, and I just think that the game was just too big for Jared Goff. It's very funny when they were panning the sidelines during the national anthem and they got to a close-up of Jared Goff. I said to my wife, I said, he's scared. I mean, I just saw the look in his face because I've seen it before. I mean, I've been to enough Super Bowls. I've been there. I know what the feeling in the stadium's like. Some guys can deal with it. Some guys can't. And he was a young quarterback that was just in over his head yesterday. And McVay tried to, in his play calling, do as much as he could to try and give him some easy plays, give him some easy throws, lean on the running game, try to do some things to just sort of work him through that anxiety and get him into playing naturally the way he played all year, even the way he played in the championship game against the Saints down in New Orleans. But he never could. I just think that it was the Super Bowl can do that to players, and it can do it to veteran players, but it can certainly do it to young quarterbacks, and it did to Jared Goff yesterday.
What stood out to you about his game that made him look so uneasy in this situation? Was he inaccurate? Was his timing off? Was he holding onto the ball too long in your eyes?
He wasn't seeing the field. That was it. There were some the Patriots did a really good job of changing up their coverages. They switched in and out from man to zone. They switched up the zones a couple different times. Belichick rolled out a bunch of blitzes, several of which he hadn't really shown before. And he did his best to confuse him. And things just snowballed on Goff. And with each three and out and with each punt, I mean, he just became more and more frustrated. And they tried to walk him through it. They tried to explain to him what was out there. But he never saw the field with any kind of clarity. I thought that he had one good throw down the middle that it almost looked like it was just he kind of closed his eyes and threw it. To use the term of football coach, he never settled into the game. He never settled into the game to the point where you felt like he was kind of in control of the situation. The Patriots were dictating to him the entire game, and it's very hard for a quarterback to win when the defense is dictating to you for four quarters.
Ray, a lot of people are understandably tired of the Patriots winning so many Super Bowls. They've won six since 2002. Really, the entire city of Boston has won a lot of major sports championships in the past two decades. But last week in our conversation, you talked about how, like, you view it as kind of you're appreciative of what the Patriots have accomplished since the turn of the century. Why are you feeling that way rather than what other people may feel, which is, man, these guys keep winning?
Yeah, I know. I know people are tired of it. But I'm telling you that for generations to come, people are going to look back on this period of football history and say, oh, my God, look at what that New England team did. I mean, for two decades, they were the dominant team in football. And you have Tom Brady winning two world championships, 17 years apart? I mean, that's just crazy. And I know there's because of a lot of the history of the Patriots and because of Deflategate and because of Spygate and all that stuff, there are people that view them as cheaters and guys that don't deserve to be there. Well, no, you don't stay at the top that long and win as many games and win as many championships as they do because you let air out of a football. I mean, you're just that good, and the players are that good, and the quarterback is clearly the best quarterback that's ever played. And the coach, from his standpoint, does a masterful job of just reinventing his team from year to year, from the players, the offensive philosophy. I mean, this year, and you saw it again last night, this year they just took an offensive philosophy from the past and just moved it into the present with two backs in the backfield, I formation, lead blocking, fullback. They became largely a running team. And Brady and the play action pass kind of worked off of that. Nobody in the NFL today is moving backwards in terms of offensive strategy to find a way to win a game. Only the Patriots did that, and they rode that all the way to a championship.
So when do you think this is finally going to end? When will their run, Brady, Belichick, the Patriots, finally cease and you start to see other teams winning more frequently or more parity? When do you think this is going to end?
Well, I think you can see that Brady is, he's not the player that he was a couple years ago. I mean, he wasn't particularly sharp in this game. He kind of was when he had to be. On the drive to the one touchdown, he made his best throws of the game, which is typical of his career. I mean, he's among the many things he is clutch in games. And in the fourth quarter of that game, when he needed to put together a drive and he needed to make a couple of really good throws to get them down the field, he did. He hit Edelman, he hit Gronkowski twice. And as it turns out, that was really all he needed, was that one drive to win the game. You know, he finds ways to win. That's what he's been doing his whole career. But there are a lot of other times during the game where he had receivers open and he just couldn't quite get them the ball. And you would expect that. I mean, the guy's 41 years old. Nobody should even be playing quarterback in the National Football League at that age, much less winning championships. But he is. But you can see that the transition is going to have to come. And Tom says he wants to play until he's 45. I just don't know that he's going to be able to do that. I would never say he can't, but I just think it's going to be very difficult. So whenever it is that he steps aside, and I think it's going to have to be in the next year or two, there's going to be a transition. You go away from the best quarterback of all time. Whoever you go to, no matter how good he isn't going to be Tom Brady right away, that's for sure. And I think that's going to be the moment that the rest of the league feels like, okay, now maybe we can finally pass the Patriots.
I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you about the news of the morning so far. Carson Wentz spoke to a select group of reporters last week about that Philly voice piece that painted him in a negative fashion, egotistical, uncompromising, selfish. What were your thoughts on his response?
I thought he answered the things very straightforwardly and very logically to me. I think that he didn't duck away from it. What he basically said was, yeah, I guess I can be selfish. I can be demanding. But as I said at the time, I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. You know, that's quarterbacks kind of have to be that. If you're going to be the leader of a team, any team, and clearly your quarterback is your leader, he's going to have some of those qualities. He's going to have to be a guy that takes charge of situations. He's going to have to be a guy that calls the shots. He's going to have to be a guy that says, hey, we're doing it this way. That's what quarterbacks do. And one person's perception of it as selfish is another person's perception of leadership. And I think that Wentz kind of said, yeah, there are certain things I won't do. There are things I won't run the way I want them run. And he basically was kind of saying, there are times that, you know, I'm tough with my teammates, but I'm tough on myself. And I think most guys understand that. I kind of felt that the Philly voice story was just kind of the residue of a frustrating season for an entire organization. I mean, the Eagles were the defending Super Bowl champions. And for most of this year, they were a team with a losing record. They were a team that couldn't win two in a row. So there was natural frustration up and down that organization. And the nature of professional sports, of all sports, is guys very often don't want to blame themselves when things go wrong. They'll look to share the blame with other people. And the easiest guy to share that with is the quarterback. So I think Wentz, he's a smart enough guy, he understands that. But I think what he said through the article here is, look, yeah, am I perfect? No. Am I sometimes selfish? Yeah, I guess perhaps I am. But I'm driven and I want to win, and I don't think there's any real problem within our locker room. I don't think there's any real division on our football team. And that's how I feel. I think, there's in any locker room of 53 guys, not everybody's going to love everybody. That's a utopia that doesn't exist. So I'm not worried about that. I think the chemistry of the team is good, and what it really comes down to is what it's always going to come down to. It's going to come down to how Carson Wentz comes back next year, how healthy he is, and how well he plays. If he comes back healthy and plays the way he did a year ago, I don't think there's going to be any problems on any level.
Well, Ray, thank you so much, as always, for your time this season, the entire season, regular season, playoffs, and the Super Bowl. Really appreciate it, and I look forward to our conversations next year.
I look forward to it too, David. Thank you.
Thanks, Ray. Hall of Famer Ray Dininger, WIP and NBC Sports Philadelphia.